Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have John Morehouse, and he is with the Georgia Centers of Innovation. Welcome, John.
Hey, Lee. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I know your specialty is manufacturing, but talk in general a little bit about the Georgia Centers of Innovation. What are you guys doing to serve folks here in Georgia?
Yeah, so the Centers of Innovation are part of the Georgia Department of Economic Development, and there are five centers, and they're focused on strategic industries in the state. So we've got a center for aerospace, energy, IT, logistics, and my center, the manufacturing center. And our focus is on helping Georgia companies in our industry compete, connect, compete, and grow through innovation. And so how do we do this? Well, each center is staffed with people that have significant expertise in the industry, and in many cases, people who have experience working in the industry. So, for example, I'm a mechanical engineer by training and was a manufacturing engineer and worked in the electronics industry for many years. And so many of our folks have similar backgrounds in their own industries. And what we do is we go out and we interact with companies in Georgia in two primary ways. The first is kind of direct interactions with Georgia businesses. And the second is strategic partnerships, or what we like to call process-based economic development. And so if you think about direct interactions, essentially, we're meeting with a Georgia business, and that could be anyone from an entrepreneur all the way up to a Fortune 500 company. And we simply go in, sit down with them and ask them, hey, what are your challenges to growth? What are you trying to overcome so that you can grow here in the state? And then we'll use our expertise to try to, you know, slice through those problems, slice them and dice them and figure out what is it that they need and what resources in the state can we connect them to, whether it be in academia, business, or government, to help them overcome that challenge. And so, for example, in the past, our center worked with a large manufacturer that was looking to develop a new material to use in its products. So in that case, we connected them with a material scientist at Georgia Tech and, you know, fostered a collaboration there to where they were able to develop that new material. So that's just one example. And then the second way that we work with folks is, as I mentioned, this strategic partnership mode where let's think about, you know, a cross-cutting theme in manufacturing, logistics, and aerospace. And that is, how can we best prepare and attract and retain the, you know, the 21st century workforce that's going to be a key to the future of these industries in Georgia. And so we'll partner up with folks in our state, for example, the Georgia Manufacturing Extension Partnership, the Technical College System of Georgia, and bring folks to the table to think about, hey, what programs can we put into place to enhance our already, you know, good existing workforce development programs so that we can meet the needs of the future. And so that kind of gives you a sense for, you know, what all the centers do within their industries and our two main modes of operation.
But as you mentioned, this is available to businesses of any size. This isn't just for the largest of the companies that are out there. This is a resource for everybody in Georgia.
That's absolutely correct. It could be we work with a lot of inventors who come to us maybe with a napkin sketch as one example, or maybe they've already created a prototype and they're trying to figure out, okay, how do I go from one to 3,000? And so we'll help, you know, not only advise them and how they can do that, but then also say, okay, well, here are five companies in your region that you might want to connect with that you could actually partner with to make this happen.
And then what are the kind of, how do you determine the fees for that kind of consulting?
So we are actually a free service. We are, funded by the state. And so there are no fees that we charge. And so we are, quote unquote, free resource here in the state. And the Department of Economic Development looks at that as another offering that we can give to, you know, help grow our businesses here in Georgia.
So if anybody is working in any of the industries that the Georgia Centers of Innovation cover, there's really no reason not to at least have a conversation to get to know the folks over there, because you just don't know what you don't know. And there might be some connections or resources that might be able to kind of either jumpstart or take your business to the next level.
That's absolutely correct. I always joke and say that our biggest competitor is the four walls around a business. And if folks can, you know, pick up the phone and kind of reach through those four walls and connect with us, then, you know, it's really our job. You know, we're not going in and doing the projects ourselves and completing, you know, a line rebalancing or setting up lean manufacturing processes. But what we're doing is assessing the need of the company, you know, and then maybe spending an hour or two with them and saying, hey, maybe you need to talk to someone at the Georgia Manufacturing Extension Partnership who you could then partner with to solve this problem.
And you're happy to have those conversations all day long, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Our main goal is to help increase business in the state and help our industries grow.
So now let's talk a little bit about the Georgia suppliers list. How did that come about, and what was your role in creating that?
Yeah. So if you think back to March, when we were all kind of going to the stores and there were shortages of hand sanitizer and toilet paper and we were hearing on the news about shortages of PPE for hospitals and ventilators, N95 masks, et cetera. At that time, Governor Kemp put out a call to Georgia manufacturers who might be able to manufacture or supply, you know, PPE or other critical healthcare supplies to fight COVID-19. And at that time, our center and really the Georgia Department of Economic Development as a whole had already been in contact with an overwhelming number of Georgia companies and manufacturing professional organizations and other partner institutions throughout the state who really just wanted to help and, you know, just wanted to figure out, okay, what's the best way we can help? And in fact, many Georgia companies had already begun to set up manufacturing processes for these items, even if they hadn't historically made them. And others, the distributors, had already started tapping into new supply chains to figure out how they could supply these items. So you had a lot of great efforts going on. And so our team quickly realized that a key role that we could play to support all these great efforts throughout the state would be to try to develop an efficient system to connect these suppliers with the potential buyers. And of course, that would be individuals like you and I or hospitals or first responders, et cetera. And really, if you think about it, and the intro that I gave, this is right in line with what we do on a daily basis. We're connecting companies with a need to companies with a solution. And so we kind of jumped in and supported, you know, that call by working in partnership with the other centers of innovation and the Georgia Department of Economic Development, as well as our state partners at the Georgia Emergency Management and Homeland Security Agency, to create and kind of widely promote this web form on our website that listed the critical need items that were requested from Governor Kemp. And then it asks for some pretty detailed information from potential suppliers, such as the amount of time it might take them to ramp up, any barriers to production that they had, supply chain issues, whether or not their products had already been approved by the FDA, et cetera. And our goal was to collect that information and then not only share it with GEMA, but also use it to eventually create the Georgia suppliers list and map, which is currently published on our department's website. And that's located at COVID-19 suppliers map, sorry, georgia.org/COVID-19 suppliers map. And this is a list that shows the contact information for Georgia companies, along with all the critical items to fight COVID-19 that they have indicated that they can supply. So, for example, company might say, well, hey, we're making hand sanitizers and surgical gowns. And, you know, so buyers can go to that site, click on the link, get the contact information, give them a call, and hopefully, you know, set up a purchase contract with them.
And this is a great example of how the public sector and the private sector can kind of create this symbiotic relationship where everybody wins.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And really, you know, I think a key part of our job very early on when we thought about this, and I mentioned it earlier while I was talking, a key part was us figuring out what our role would be and what the best role would be for us at the Department of Economic Development. And we really felt if we could just, you know, companies are already working, they're already out there ahead, they're leading the way. And we're very proud of our Georgia companies, by the way, and they're, you know, a huge part of this story and the biggest part of this story, really. They led the way in responding to this call from the governor and responding to COVID-19 based on what they were seeing on the television and in the news. They jumped out there and they took some risks to switch over their production or to get into new supply chains and supply new items. They took that risk. And so our main goal was to say, well, how can we support that? And that's really where this idea of the Georgia suppliers list came to be. We thought, okay, let's connect these buyers and suppliers and hopefully support all of our companies in the state.
Now, on paper, that sounds like a great idea. And in reality, how did it turn out? How many folks are on the list? And did it kind of surpass what you anticipated?
Yeah, it certainly did. I mean, to be quite honest, the response has been overwhelming. And I'll just give you, you know, kind of an inside story. I mean, when we first started the web form data collection process, I can remember kind of day one, we were talking internally and saying, gosh, we honestly don't know. Are we going to get, you know, one company a day for the next couple months or two or, you know, 1,000? What's it going to be? And really, by the second day, we had had so many responses from companies offering their items that or even offering to switch over to items if they didn't currently have them. That we had to enlist help from other divisions within the Department of Economic Development, our global commerce team, our international trade team. They really helped on the back end of helping us, you know, process the data and get it to where it needed to be. You know, take us from day two, where we enlisted all their help, to today. Currently, we've got more than 300 companies that are listed on the public-facing Georgia suppliers list, and we're still continuing to add more each week. So the response has been wonderful.
Right, because that list is a living, breathing thing, right? It changes day to day.
That's correct. Yes, we get new entries on a daily basis, and then we update it on a weekly basis.
So now, what has been the feedback from those folks that joined the list? Are they getting new business?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, it's really what we've heard is, you know, the platform has really provided a resource for hospitals, first responders, other healthcare providers, schools, businesses, many different, even individuals, who have been able to use the list to find what they need from a local supplier. And, you know, we still get calls, you know, probably once a day or at least once every other day. In fact, I fielded one yesterday from a school that was looking for sanitizing wipes and knew about our list and said, well, hey, do you have any suppliers on the list that could supply this? And so we kind of pointed them in the direction, showed them how to to use the list to find what they were looking for. So yes, and then the other thing that we've heard is that you may be aware of the Georgia Safety Promise, which is statewide campaign from the governor's office and the Georgia Department of Health that encourages businesses and the public to agree to, you know, simple but critical measures that will keep Georgians safe from COVID-19 and minimize the spread of the virus while keeping Georgia open for business. And, you know, this really is about Georgia businesses, educational institutions, even our visitor centers, you know, trying to figure out how can we open and how can we do it safely. And, you know, we've pointed several of those entities to the list and they've been able to find some of the things that they were looking for.
So now, one more time, I want to make sure we say the name, the website as many times as we can during this interview. Can you share again the coordinates?
Yes, sure. Thanks. Yeah. So it's georgia.org/COVID-19 suppliers map.
And that's both sides of the equation. If you need stuff or you're manufacturer stuff, you can kind of find what you need on that list. You can join the list or you can find the appropriate resource.
That's correct. So that actual link will take you to the suppliers list, which will show you all the suppliers. And then at the top of the page, there's a sentence that says, hey, if you're a Georgia business that's interested in supplying items and being included on this list, click here. And then that will take you over to the web form where we would collect the data.
So now the list is a priority in today's, you know, chaotic times. What are some of the other things you guys are working on?
Yeah, no, great question. So, you know, a lot of what we're working on now is, As things cool off, so to speak, to some extent from when we started this effort, which, of course, was a major effort throughout our department and really took a lot of resources to get off the ground. So I can't say enough to thank all the folks who contributed. But, you know, we've really seen within my center an impressive number of entrepreneurs during this time that are looking to manufacture new products. And a lot of these are early stage entrepreneurs. And I don't know if it's because, you know, folks are working from home or maybe have a little more spare time given that they're hiding out at home or hanging out at home. But we field a lot of calls from entrepreneurs that need support right now, kind of taking their product to the next level. We're also working on a project in Northwest Georgia right now where we're trying to work remotely with a company and kind of doing a pilot project where they're implementing Google Glass, augmented reality technology into their processes to help gain some efficiency in their packaging. And so that's been really interesting for us to look at not only, you know, kind of doing a pilot of this new technology in a facility, but also how do you manage that, you know, using remote tools, virtual tools to connect into the facility and kind of observe and help that project move along. So that's what we do. It continues on a regular basis. You can tell both of those statements are really about helping Georgia companies with whatever need they come to us with, and trying to move them to the next level.
So now you mentioned these folks that are just starting out. Is there kind of, if they reach out to you guys, is there some educational components or maybe resources to educate them?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great question. So that's a lot of what we do. When we first sit down with an entrepreneur, we try to get a sense for where they are. So for example, are they coming to us with an idea on a napkin sketch? Okay, they are. So they haven't built anything yet. Our first question is usually, have you done any sort of a customer discovery process? And meaning, you know, have you gone out and talked to 50, 100 people and asked them some questions without giving away your idea and kind of getting a sense for, is there a market need? Is there a problem out there that you're trying to solve with your invention? And a lot of times, that's where we need to start with folks. And if they say, well, I haven't done that, then we'll refer them to the Advanced Technology Development Center, the accelerator program that's located at Georgia Tech. It's a statewide program, but it's located in Midtown at Georgia Tech. And these entrepreneurs can join the ATDC membership. I think the membership cost is about $25 a year, if it hasn't changed recently. And they can actually take a course, an entry course in customer discovery. So that's one example of a resource that we might point them to. If they had questions about, what manufacturing or what materials should I use? I've already validated that this is a need for my customers. Here's my idea. Here's my design. I need some feedback on this design. Then we might send them to, give them a list of five kind of designers that we know of that may be able to kind of evaluate their design for them. And it just kind of goes on up the scale, whatever stage they're in terms of developing their product. It's our job to kind of decipher that and figure out what their exact need is and try to pinpoint that and then connect them to the right resource that's going to get them to the next level.
And I'm sure that's true in all the other centers of innovation, right? They each have kind of a similar kind of structure in terms of it doesn't matter where you are in your development, there's going to be a resource for you within that vertical.
That's exactly right. And I will say as well, I don't want to minimize kind of the strategic way that we work. So, for example, if you think about our Center of Innovation for Energy, there's, if you think about an energy industry per se, you've got energy production. But beyond that, what are the key components of that industry look like for the future? So, for example, how can you look at the impact of electric vehicles on the energy grid? Or how do you support programs that are going to look at our energy needs for the future and, get the right people in the room to start talking about that and start talking about how we're going to meet them. So those are kind of just broad examples that without speaking for our COI energy director of how we work at a more strategic level as well and kind of look down the road and say, where is energy going to be in 20 years or where is manufacturing going to be in 20 years? And what types of programs do we need to be thinking about to support companies of the future coming to Georgia or growing organically in Georgia in those industries?
Yeah, this is one of those cases where you don't want to be really the best kept secret. This is a great resource for anybody that's working in the spaces that you guys are serving. And there's no reason, in my opinion, to not reach out and to get to know you because you have connections that can really help in a lot of different areas, and people should be leaning on it because it's there for them, and that's why you guys exist.
That's absolutely right. And I always tell folks that we'll field any question. If somebody comes to me with a IT question, I may be able to answer it, or I may say, let me connect you in with our IT director or aerospace. And so we all work together, and whatever question comes to us, we will find the right resource to help that person. So you're absolutely right. We encourage, anyone and everyone to try to reach out to us and take advantages of these services that we believe really, can help industries grow here in the state.
Well, John, thank you so much for sharing your story today. We really appreciate the work you're doing.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciated this opportunity.
Now, one more time, the coordinates to get a hold of you, your center, as well as that list.
Yeah, so the list is georgia.org/COVID-19 suppliers map. And our center is available at, if you go to the Google search on Center of Innovation for Manufacturing, and it'll pull up our website, and then it will also, you'll also see the Georgia Department of Economic Development website as well, with all of its resources that it has to offer, in addition to links to our other centers of innovation.
Good stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much again for sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.